Fasten your seatbelt.
Why?
Catch up with some of your industry faves on the streets.
Hello, good people. My name is Adetola, and you're listening to Red Radio, and this is On The Streets. I'm super psyched today because we caught up with one of Africa's biggest stars, and he's on the line with us, and we're going to be having a nice conversation, chit-chat, asking him a couple of questions, you know, catching up what's happening in his own life, you know the usual. So let's get right into it. On the line with me is Ayodeji Balogun. You know him as Wizkid, the star boy. Wizzy, how you doing today?
My brother, Ade, how you side, man?
I'm good. Very, very good. Thanks for coming on to our show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Yep. So I'm just going to go right into it because I know a lot of people are waiting for you to, you know, they just want to hear from you. So here we go. So I'm just going to shoot the questions and just give us straight answers, you know. So firstly, I know you get this a lot. I mean, you get these questions all the time. But for those who do not know, how did you get started in music? I mean, tell us about life before you became Wizkid.
Life before I became Wizkid was boring, like every normal child.
Okay.
In Africa, you know. To me, I didn't know no better, you know. So, you know, as a child, whatever situation you're born in, it's like you're in heaven, innit? Like, you just believe that, you know, you're enjoying life until you start growing and start seeing differences in, you know, in the way of life of every normal human being. Then you understand your own situation. But, you know, those things were kind of the things that kind of, like, helped me and just like help me be who I am today, basically. That's what I'm gonna say. So growing up was very normal child. I was running around in my pants and I played soccer. I played football in the street every time,
you know? Really?
it wasn't nothing special, but it was amazing memories when I look back at it right now, you know.
Nice. All right, so what do you think you would have done if you didn't pursue a career in music? Would you still be Wizkid, or what would you be if it wasn't music you went into? What would you be doing?
That's a tough question because even me, I don't know like this.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you, bro. I know how to play football, but I'm not the best at you know, and I'm so small, you know, so
So it's music or nothing. That's it. Just music or nothing. That's all you hear about.
Yeah, man. Just sing songs and perform.
All right. Talking about your performance. Yeah. Your first song, Holla At Your Boy, became a huge hit internationally. You know, it was everywhere. So how was it becoming an instant success? You know, how did you handle it? How was it, you know, how did you feel listening to yourself all over the airwaves? Everybody's talking about you. How was it? How was that feeling?
You know, every step of my life is surprising still to this day, you know. And when I put out that song then, I think I remember I was the happiest person on earth. That, you know, the first time I heard it on radio, you know, I was just happy to just have my song out there. Yeah, but I didn't stop after that, you know. Like, mainly I just got that, you know. I just kept on going, Tease Me, Gondo, all of that. To me, that was like all the fire and the gas
grinding.
I needed to like just go.
Yeah, yeah, keep going and keep grinding. Okay, cool. So, tell us about your I've made it moment. What was that time that you felt, all right, Wizkid, I have arrived. Now maybe this, you know, I've touched down to the world.
I made it moment, Babu. I don't have makeup, my man.
All right.
I'm still here, you know what I mean? I still have dreams, I still have visions, you know. I still have goals. But to me, I don't know if I can use that word yet.
Okay, so Wizkid is telling us he has not even made it.
I'm still grinding every day, you know.
So if Wizkid is telling us he has not arrived, he has not made it. So the message here is, you know, keep your head down. No matter how much you got, no matter how much you think you achieved, you got to keep grinding. Just, you know, success is a journey, as it said, you know, it's not a destination. So you never really arrive. You just got to keep going on. I like that, Wizkid. Well said out there. Okay, so tell us about your creative process, you know. Is there any special ritual? Is there anything, you know, creative, in coming up with a new song, a new project, a new album, what do you go through? Do you what is that thing? Do you go into a cave or something, you know? Or I mean, what do you do to come out with something and you know, blow the whole world out, you know?
Yeah. I don't enter cave, first of all. Yeah, maybe I enter cave, yeah.
Right.
It depends on the mood, yeah. You know. Depends on how I feel at the moment. But every time before I start a project, I like to take my own time. Uh-huh. So yeah, I say from everybody first, then once I get into it, I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm with everyone till I finish.
All right. So if I read you right, so just stay away from everybody, you know, clear your head and just do your thing. That makes a lot of sense. That's a straightforward. Nothing, no caves. All right. So we know you have collaborated with some of the modern day legends, Drake, Beyonce, you know, to mention a few. So tell us, who has been your favorite international artist or general? Who has been your favorite artist to work with?
I can work with everyone. I work with everyone. I don't think I have a favorite. Anyone that I've made music with one time, I can always make music with the person again. Like, that's just me for life, you know? So and some of the people that you mentioned are like people that whenever we link up, we always be banging. Like, just, you know, there's some people that are just written that, you know, whenever they link up as musicians, they'll always make amazing music. You know, like me and Skepta, when we link up, it's definitely going to be always amazing music.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Makes a lot of sense. Just, you know, keeping the rule, everybody you've ever worked with, you know, you don't drop people. You got to keep friends. Yeah, keep friends. Okay, so tell us, how did you come to the decision of starting your own label?
Yeah, like I said, every human being plans to grow now, you know, we live to grow, we live to evolve. So as me just growing and seeing what my label was doing, I was inspired to do me, you know, to also, because I had my own ideas too. Mm-hmm. So uh-huh. I think that was just evident for me to, I'd be stupid for me not to start something that, you know, for myself. So at that time, I just felt like Starboy was the most amazing thing for me to start. And I just want to thank my brothers for coming on board with me, Legendary Beats, Malik Berry at that time, even when we had nothing, you know, just believing in a vision and just working with me. And like, I appreciate them forever, you know.
Nice. So keep moving forward. That's what it is. That's what I see you talking about all the time. Everything you do, you just got to keep moving.
You have to always move forward in life, man. Even when you fall, man. I've not always had the most stress-free life, you know. We all have our own issues, we have what we deal with, but at the end of the day, you have to always make sure life, you keep moving.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I agree with you. And you know, so whiskey itself, they get headache, they get small problems.
Nah, everybody, you'd be stupid to think I don't have headache. Everyone has headache, bro.
True.
Like, I have my kids to worry about. I love them, they are my headache. I go to bed just thinking, oh
yeah.
God, make sure they are safe, nothing's wrong with them. You know, that's a headache too, you get me?
Listen to me.
We'll be right back in minutes.
Yeah.
Red Radio.
Solve all your financial errands at the convenience of your digital devices with Leo from UBA. Leo is an artificial intelligence that caters to all your banking needs, from fund transfer, bill payments, buying of data, opening an account, and so much more. Get Leo today on iOS, Facebook Messenger at UBA Chat Banking, and WhatsApp on 234-903-001-0007. UBA. Africa's Global Bank.
All right, Starboy. This question, I need to ask it. I need to be very careful with it. All right, so you worked with Beyonce, and you know, she's great. She's a legend in her own capacity. Tell us about that experience. How was it and working with her, and how starstruck were you?
Starstruck. I don't get starstruck on anybody. Working on that song was amazing. You know, she's Beyonce, but she's the most amazing, you know, one of the most amazing entertainers that has ever done it. So it was amazing working with her. So, yeah, but starstruck. I think I was starstruck when I met Damian Marley.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, I was starstruck. That was a very spiritual meeting, you know. He has one of the most realest energy that I've ever met in life.
All right, okay. Who are your biggest influences?
Yeah, I would say my, first of all, I'll start with my music. My biggest musical influence, probably everyone knows that. You know, like, I'm a big fan of Bob Marley and Fela. So those two are big.
Two big legends. Yeah.
My music. As human beings, just being good people, you know, like, there's so many people that I love, man, you know, that are my inspiration. You know? I love Banky. Banky is like, he's a very good person. Banky W is like one of the most coolest people, you know, that inspired me. So big up Banky W. And Mr. Tony too. Mr. Tony Romero is like, you know, someone that definitely inspires me. And I'm sure inspires all the Nigerian youths.
Oh yeah, for sure. Visionary he is.
Definitely. Far and wide, you know. Definitely a game changer. Visionary as well. My mom is like my biggest inspiration. You know, hey. My mother, I love her so much. I love my dad too. You know, he gets jealous. But I love
balance it. You need to balance it. Yeah, nice, mom and dad. All right, cool. Yeah, you did just mention Mr. Elumelu. Yeah, talking about in that field, you know, he's a billionaire. And he's a person that also is concerned about the African youth and development. And you're a UB ambassador, right? So tell us, give us a little bit of financial tips. And what would you say to the average youth out there that's trying to make it, that's trying to get to that billionaire level, to the whiskey, to the Tony Elumelu level, that's aspiring to get up there? What little advice would you give to them in terms of, you know how it is, they don't really have the finances, they don't have the opportunities. So what would you say to them, you know?
My advice to every Nigerian youth, or just youth in general, is just, sometimes I know we all wake up in the morning and chase. We're all chasing something, you know?
Yeah.
We're all chasing to be something. But I feel like, don't chase the money, you know? Don't chase the money. Mm. Make yourself a value, like, chase that value. Like, the money will come, right? The money shouldn't be why you're doing it. That's my biggest. I don't think you ever go broke if you move like that.
Well said. Chase value, not money. Y'all have heard it. Follow the value, follow the dream, follow that goal. The money will come after. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up in a bit, yeah? So a regular day in the life of Wizkid, what is that like? Just a regular day. You're not out there, no autographs, nothing. You're just chilling. Tell us about your regular day. What's that like?
Regular day. I wake up, brush, eat. No, sometimes before I eat, I eat late sometimes. I play with my son. Well, that's a regular day. I'm always working, man. I have studio in my house. I go in the studio. That's a regular day for me, man. I don't do anything special, you know. I'm very normal.
So no PS, no PlayStation, tiny, you know, small video games.
Oh yeah, with the PlayStation right now, PlayStation there, of course. There's PlayStation around in the studio and all of that. But like, I play sometimes though, but I'm not really the best at it. They trash me really. I'll just go. FIFA, they trash me. I try.
Okay.
My regular day is normal, man. Wake up, family, you know, studio. Yeah, same. Repeat. Just relax. Work. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Okay. So, lastly, you know, we're not gonna let you go without asking about your album. You know, something. I'm not gonna ask too much. Don't give us too much details because I know you won't do that. Yeah, but you know, tell us, what should we expect from your new album? You know, what's coming up in there? You know, how many tracks? You know, this and that. Give us a little something, a little gist.
But I tell you, don't finish, man. expect real music, you know, like expect real music. Even my visuals, like the videos from my videos are like just real videos, you know. They're like videos that I kind of like, there's a lot of my input in that. So in this project as well, just in the world, like in general, more than ever that I've ever done, So I feel like I'm very, 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 this is a very personal project to me. Expect something amazing, man. I've never felt this ready on any project. Like when I did my first album, like I was just starting, you know. So then it was just, oh yeah, we were recording songs along the way. Recorded my second album as well. It was like, oh yeah, we put out some songs and we just made some more songs. Let's put out an album. Like this, and when I made songs from the other side, I had that for like 2 years before I put it out. So like this project is like something that I'm still working on right now. You know, we're still tweaking the music, we're still mixing, mastering until the day it drops. You know, we're making sure that we give the people amazing quality music. And I feel like, yeah, this is what this album is to me, amazing quality music. That's what people should expect. And I'm ready, I'm fully ready. You know, it took me 3 years working on this, so it's like I'm more than ready, like super ready, you know. Yeah, man, it's a bang, man. Trust me, man. Don't expect just one album.
Bam. Bam.
We got the music.
All right, Wizkid. Before I let you go, sign out. You know, just say something out there to you, everybody listening to you, to the fans, to everyone out there that is a big follower of Starboy Wizkid. Just a little word for everybody out there.
Yeah, to my fans, to the world, to everyone at large, I wish everybody, you know, I'm sending blessings and love to everyone in these crazy times. You know, we're all in this together. And I just want you to know that I send blessings and love. And I have some new amazing music on the way. And I want to thank you guys, like my fans from day one that have always been with me. And my new fans, my old fans. I know Made in Lagos. I know I told you guys it's been a long time coming, but it's gonna be worth the wait. Yeah. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, and God bless everybody. God bless each and every one of you. God bless everyone, and God bless you too, my brother, man.
God bless you too. Cheers. Thank you for coming on our show. Have a good one. We'll catch you up later.
Red Radio. Feel the pulse.
So guys, let's move on to a part of the show we call the music of the day. And today we're going to be taking our track from one of Wizkid's icons. And this is from the legendary Fela Anikula Kwakuti. And this song is called Water No Get Enemy.
Ooh, if you want to go wash, no water you go use.
So this is one of Fela's numerous global hits, and this is from his album Expensive-ish, if I can use that word. I can't say the word, I'm on radio. Yo, Expensive S-H-T was released in 1975. So this song is about the struggles of life and trying to find a way to overcome suffering, perseverance, and then expressing yourself. So this was also the song Anthony Joshua used as his entrance song in his rematch against Andy Ruiz Jr., which Joshua did overcome and came out victorious.
Water, oh, me, you love, water, oh, me, you love, water, oh,
So we'll come to the end of today's show. I had a good time and hope you all enjoyed our interview with Wizkid as well. So if there's any celebrity you want us to bring up on the streets, let us know. We have the connect, we have the reach, we are everywhere. We are Red Radio. So remember, follow us on social media. That's at It's Red Radio. That's at ITSREDRADIO. Tweet at us, you know, let us know what you think. Let us know who you want on the show. Till next time, take care of yourselves and stay safe.
One, two, three, in the place to be.
Your home for much more music and lifestyle. Red Radio, powered by UBA, Africa's global bank.